Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
So we talked about this a little bit in the water cooler cheat sheet. Caitlin Clark's rookie salary numbers were released. She signed a four-year deal with the Indiana Fever, who drafted her number one overall in perhaps, I think definitely, the most anticipated and talent-stacked WNBA draft in the history of the league. The deal is worth $338,056 over the course of 4 years. In her rookie year, she will earn $76,535. She is projected to earn an annual salary of $97,582 by the end of the four-year contract if she doesn't sign an extension. There's no world in which, unless she just hates it in Indianapolis, Indiana, that Caitlin Clark's not going to get a pay raise at some point. But even with a pay raise, it would be about $100,000 or more, but in that ballpark. Unsurprisingly, a ton of fans got really, really mad about it. Pointed out that she makes fractions of the male counterpoints in the NBA. For instance, Victor Wembanyama, the first pick in last year's NBA draft, a four-year contract with the Spurs worth $55 million, including $12 million plus in his first season. Yahoo Sports went and compiled a bunch of tweets that people sent in response to the contract that Caitlin Clark signed. Like, for instance, Los Texas Diablo, who said, quote, "This is bogus. They have made more headlines than any man that is currently playing. Pay women what they deserve." At Chonky Cleric, which is a great name, said,
"Did you say Chonky or Chonky?
Chonky. Huh? It's a big chonky boy."
Okay. All right.
Statistically.
So like a fat friar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I immediately went like a fat monk. Statistically, the greatest college
alliteration. I'm sorry.
I like
it. Is better. Yeah.
The statistically greatest college basketball player in history is getting paid a 5-digit salary in a professional sports league. Ridiculous. At Justine Bianca said, "I can't believe these numbers are real. They're literally robbing these girls." End quote. At Los Pollos TV said, "This is so bad, she'll probably make 50 times this in endorsements." Well, it turns out she did, because Nike signed her to an endorsement in which they will be releasing the Caitlin Clark signature shoe, which you better believe your boy's buying a pair of, ain't no doubt, which is a deal that is expected to be 8 figures.
Nothing says second place like the Caitlin Clark shoe.
Nothing says goat like the goat shoes. So, Let's kind of evaluate this.
By the way, the average salary in the WNBA is $147,745. That is the average salary. The highest paid, according to the internet, is Arike, I can't say her last name, and Kaylee Cooper and Jewel Lloyd. They make $241,984.
Yep. And Caitlin Clark, within 2 years, is going to sign a contract that's going to put her in that mix. There are questions about Caitlin Clark's game translating to the next level. It's a much more physical style of basketball. Will she be able to survive?
Were these vocal people that are complaining, were they complaining last year or the year before, or the year before that?
People don't tend to complain about things that aren't on their radar, which is exactly the point. The investment value of the WNBA as a league is $475 million. Most every NBA team individually is worth twice that amount.
I was going to say, that's the entire league. Okay.
It is the entire league is worth less than $500 million. NBA franchises is individual teams are valued at more than that. Now, I will be very clear. I absolutely think Caitlin Clark is worth more than $100,000 a year just in putting her face on your stadium alone. As we know, the Indiana Fever sold out their tickets before Caitlin Clark even got drafted. Those people took a gamble that Indiana wasn't going to pull the shock of shocks of the century of the millennium and draft somebody else at number one.
That would have been shocking if they
It would have absolutely been a shock. We also know that the most sought after tickets in the WNBA for every team are the games where the Indiana Fever are coming to town. Caitlin Clark is absolutely worth more than $100,000 a year. That's why Nike's not dumb. They're not paying her eight figures worth of endorsement deal just because she had a great college career. They know the value of this young lady and the branding that comes with her name, her image, and her likeness. I'll throw the snark aside for a moment.
By the way, minimum salary in the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
NBA is $1.1 million.
Correct. And I also have to add, and this is the part that I have aggravated some of my friends with here, every year, the NBA gives the WNBA about $16.5 million just to cover the expenses of the league because historically the league has been unable to cover their own expenses and up the annual salary of players.
So they're unprofitable.
Effectively. Now, I am also going to call the shot here. This year, the WNBA will be profitable. And it has a lot to do with Caitlin Clark. It also has to do with Cameron Brink and Angel Reese and Rickia Jackson and all of these. I think the best draft class in the history of the WNBA moving up.
Cardoso. You
Camilla Cardoso.
You forgot, you know, the champ. Yeah, that's okay.
The point here is, I think it's going to be a profitable year this year for the WNBA, as it was a profitable year for women's college basketball. A sport that outdrew the men's college national championship game by 4+ million viewers.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, and you will, but it seemed like sports were up viewership-wise across the board. Because it seems like everything was, this was bigger than last year, this was bigger than last year for every sport in 2023.
Everything except golf. Golf's Masters rating were at its lowest since COVID. And we'll talk about that later in the show. But yes, you are correct. NBA attendance went up by 2% in person this year. I think some of that has to do, without a doubt, with the sit-out rules. Got to play X amount of games to be eligible for individual awards. Baseball attendance has been rising. I absolutely think the pitch clock has something to do with that. As bad as it might be for pitchers, it is good for baseball, the bigger bases, helping with more offense, etc. Yes, numbers are up across the board, but there is a difference between basketball, NBA, going up 1.8% in attendance, and the women's game outdrawing the men's by 4-point-some-odd million viewers. That's not 1% growth. That's like 1,000. That is exponential growth. And again, I'm not saying it is solely because of Caitlin Clark, but you better believe she is the face of the movement. She's not alone. There are the Camilla Cardosos and the Angel Reeses and the Cameron Brinks and the Paige Beckers and all these other players, but Caitlin Clark was the face of it. That's not a debate I'm willing to have. That's just a fact. That's just true. So yes, I do believe these women should be getting paid more. But I also understand that, and this is the part that a lot of people aren't comprehending, you gotta be making the money to get them. I can't pay you money I ain't got. Now, the argument's gonna be that the owners are still making money, the coaches are still making money, we're still making money, and the players are making
they?
$100K.
I mean, you just mentioned that the NBA has to help them out in order to stay afloat. So are those teams actually making money? Are those owners actually making money? If they are, they're probably making money elsewhere in business.
Becky Hammons is a head coach in the WA. Her salary is up over $1 million a year. Yes. The money is coming from somewhere. And again, I think that over the past handful of years, women's basketball, women's sports as a whole, have been gaining in popularity.
Where is the outrage that a coach is making more than the players? How can this be?
In fairness, it's Becky Hammons.
I know, but still, Becky, I would say that Caitlin, that's her name, is a bigger name than Becky Hammons.
You're probably not wrong. But again, Caitlin Clark is going to have to prove herself all over again, as is Angel Reese and Camilla Cardoso and Cameron Brink and Rakia Jackson and all these great players that are on their way up. They will all have to prove themselves at the next level. And I'm going to go ahead and call the shot. Caitlin Clark's going to be the first WNBA player to sign $1 million salary. It's going to happen. Because there's not a world in which her game doesn't translate to the WNBA. You make it translate.
But there is a world where people forget about her after 6 months and the WNBA plods along like it is right now.
We'll find out.
Which wouldn't be her fault. It's the product as a whole.
You are correct. But again, the Fever sold out tickets before she was on that team. Never happened. The most profitable WNBA ticket right now, Indiana Fever at Chicago Sky. Camilla Cardoso and Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. If that game's on, that game will be primetime television. That game will be placed in a crown jewel of the week spot. That doesn't happen. It's going to happen this year. So there's going to be a balance. Both sides of this argument have to be in tandem. On one hand, the folks who want Caitlin Clark to get paid $1 million a year for playing in the WNBA do have to recognize that part of that is her doing what she did for women's college ball, which is establishing and developing and pushing the popularity and the productivity so that more people are coming to games, watching it on TV, etc. I promise you, if the Indiana Fever go on TV and play the Chicago Sky and they get a 4.8, hell, forget that, let's go with the college number, 19.2 million person audience, yeah, advertisers are going to want in on that. And then there's more money and now the salaries can go up. On the flip side, the other side of the equation is people that are going, oh, you know, the money is what the money is, have to recognize Caitlin Clark's value is not just as a basketball player, it's as a celebrity.
By the way, I heard like the very first game that she's playing in, it's going to be on ESPN2. So I'm just, until you can at least get on the main channel, you're still going to have the same problems you're having right now.
I will make a bet with you that that gets moved to one. I'd make that bet.
We'll have to see what it's up against.
I don't think it's going to matter.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.